This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can join Redskins linebacker Ryan Kerrigan and friends for his fifth annual Celebrity Waiter fundraiser benefiting the Ryan Kerrigan Foundation on September 11th at the Grand Hyatt Washington. For more information, visit www.ryankerrigan.com. Pretty cool opportunity to meet one of the most popular and fan-friendly Redskins and a bunch of his teammates. Let's spin around the NFL with some of the news of the day, shall we?
Shallant we?
A lot going on. It is finally kickoff week in the National Football League. We are one day away. You believe that? Tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow, man.
Me, you, and our listeners
tomorrow
at Public
night.
Bar in DuPont. Come on out and kick it as we inaugurate a new campaign, Patriots Chiefs on the largest screen at any sports bar in the D.C. area. We'll be eating, drinking, and being merry. It's going to be a good time.
Who talks first? You talk first, I talk first.
Go for it.
Aaron Donald, maybe? Question mark, Sean McVay, he of the perfect hair. I don't know if the tips are frosted. I don't know if he needs to. I know that it spikes up real perfect, and he's got himself a nice house.
You used to rick me so hard when you see it at frosted tips. That used to annoy me so bad. Because he just has blonde hair. Like, you can't throw frosted tips on a guy without
it. It looks like his tips are frosted, is all I'm saying to you. Listen, his hair is perfectly coiffed, and I'm sure he has a nice homestead there in Los Angeles. But he's saying that there's still a chance. You're telling me there's a chance? Yeah! Aaron Donald, who's been holding out, still holding out as far as I know, may report for duty and still may be eligible for week one. McVay says he's not ruled out, but right now he's not here. Guys are ready to go, and we're getting a plan in place, and the preparation goes on. There you have it. Maybe.
I don't know that we have a definitive answer on Odell Beckham Jr.'s status against the Cowboys week one. Adam Schefter tweeting today, word is that he looks good at practice. No brace or tape on the ankle. Warmed up with the team, then worked on the side. That all reports were positive. This bodes toward him playing against the Dallas Cowboys.
Doesn't it?
Basically doing position and drill work without participating 11-on-11. I saw a video of him online running around, and you wouldn't have known anything was wrong. So I'm going to say Odell Beckham Jr. should be in your fantasy lineup Sunday night against Dallas. He will give it a go in week one, I'm guessing.
Speaking of injured people that may be coming back, Tyrod Taylor got himself out of the concussion protocol. He was in doubt for week number one. Looks like he will be good to go. So sneaky fantasy play, by the way, week one against the terrible New York football Jets. Maybe you'll put up a decent collection of numbers. But Tyrod Taylor out of the concussion protocol. Looks like he will be good to go, as will his teammates, according to some here, Jordan Matthews. The old fractured sternum injury looks like he'll be good for until he injures himself again.
That just sounds super painful.
Doesn't it? How's your sternum? A little fractured. Oh.
The Eagles, even though the Redskins won't quite say what they're going to do with Josh Norman, feel like they've got a pretty good beat on things for this week one matchup at FedEx Field. Coach Doug Peterson is saying that Philly is expecting Redskins cornerback Josh Norman to shadow Alshon Jeffrey all over the place in week one. I'd say that makes sense. Greg Minuski is going to give him a chance to do that. Last year at the beginning of the year, Joe Barry didn't want to. By the end of the year, he was doing that. Defensively, they improved a little bit. Now, if you look at Greg Minuski's past, as I was seeing on Roto World, when he was the defensive boss in Indianapolis, and this is only going back a couple years ago, Vontae Davis did shadow opposing number one wide receiver. So this is something he has done as a DC previously. Norman is going to be your best guy in probably 15 of the 16 games you play, unless Bashaud Breeland has one breakthrough performance. But you want him on the other team's best weapon. That's Jeffrey this week. That would mean that a guy like Torrey Smith probably matches up with Breeland a lot, or you put him in the slot occasionally, and now Kendall Fuller's got to deal with him. The Redskins are really high on Kendall Fuller. He didn't look as good in the preseason as we were hearing he looked all camp long, but they're banking on a big season from him in year two.
I just like some adequacy. Oh, the people up there at Timonium and Towson and Skaggsville and Arbutus and Ellicott City and Columbia and down here at Dundalk. Get ready to go because it's going to be Flacco time. He's coming back on. Got himself ready to go, according to the man himself, Joe Flacco, he's confident as ever. When I take the field, that's what Flacco said out loud into a microphone. He's going to be outstanding. They're on. Flacco's coming back. Back to you, Jeeps.
Bucks Dolphins has officially been postponed. The NFL is pushing this game back. The teams both had a week 11 bye week. They will now play on week 11. What does that mean? They get a week 1 bye week. They will play 16 games uninterrupted like the old days without a bye.
Old school, man.
From week 2 to week 17. What a terrible disadvantage this is for Tampa Bay, a contender in the NFC South, and Miami, a wild card contender coming off double-digit wins in its first year under a coach in Adam Gase last year. Now, more importantly, we got a hurricane that's one of the largest hurricanes ever tracked toward
right.
land that could hit shores in Florida sometime soon now and is going to be potentially detrimental to not only the plans of people that want to go to NFL games, but that could really do damage. So I understand that football takes the back seat, but don't you think if you're a Bucs or a Dolphins player or coach, this is a bad bit. I would rather play week 1, and I'm saying this not as an owner, we're going to lose a lot of money, at a neutral site. Just play the game somewhere in the middle of the country in a dome this week. Sell those tickets, make whatever you can, take the loss, and don't play 16 straight games without a bye week.
Yeah, whoever's on the road in middle America, go there. You know what I mean? Like if Minnesota opens up
the
away
Colts,
from their park.
Yeah,
whoever it is. Yeah, I don't even know. I haven't checked anything, but that's what I'd rather do 1,000 times. Maybe logistically it's too hard to do. We started the show with this, Jeeps, and in case you missed, you're kind of just tuning in here. This is not over, okay? It's complicated as all get out, but the arbitrator, Harold Henderson, upheld Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game suspension. However, a condition of him ruling this week, because the timing is just so up against it, an investigation that's been going on the better part of 2 years, Henderson basically said both sides have to agree to allow Elliott to play week 1, regardless of what the outcome of his ruling was. So Elliott will be eligible to play week 1 against the New York Football Giants. The 6-game suspension as of right now is upheld. There are other rulings that will take place. One this Friday from one of the Texas judges, and then I guess a ruling on as to whether or not the venue can be changed to New York as the NFL wants, et cetera, et cetera. This will be a prolonged legal battle, but know this, Henderson's ruling, pretty scathing for the NFLPA in terms of basically him saying, actually, you guys, the NFL followed their policy pretty closely. Just because you guys don't like it doesn't mean they're wrong.
CBS Sports' Will Brinson with more on Ezekiel Elliott next. A Redskins stock report in about 16 minutes. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.